It's an interesting song to sing tonight because there's one element of it that you kind of just get at the top if you know the Christmas story is that, yes, she didn't know. The angel told her that what was going to happen, that she would give birth to Jesus, who would be the Savior of the world. But the song, I think, isn't so much about information. It's not so much like, Mary, did you forget what the angel said just a few days ago or a few weeks ago? It's not about information. I think it's more a song about wonder. It's more of a sense of like, Mary, can you grasp what's going on? Like, there's this line in that song that they just sang that says that the child you've delivered will soon deliver you. There's a sense of wonder that I think that song tries to speak to. I think when I think about Christmas and I think about us tonight, I think about this idea of wonder, because wonder is one of those things that's really hard, I think, at this season and this stage of our world to really grasp. We live in an age that we want to control everything, that we think if we can just get everything to a place where I can understand it, then I can master it and then I can move on. But there's a danger in that. There's a danger that we lose a sense of wonder and this need to explain everything perfectly as best we understand it, that we lose a sense that there might be something going on behind the story. That to me is what's happening at Christmas, is that in a world that desperately needed to hear good news, that was waiting for God to act for hundreds of years, God did. God acted in the story that we've sung about here tonight so far. The Christmas story is about God telling a new story, a story of hope, a story of hope for people just like you and me. That's what I hope you get tonight. I hope you hear tonight as you leave tonight. I hope you leave with a sense, a new sense of hope. Maybe it's a renewed sense. Maybe you came in with hope tonight, and maybe your hope hopefully is encouraged. And if you didn't come in with hope, maybe you see something new tonight. Maybe you've heard the Christmas story 100 times, but maybe my prayer has been this week that maybe you would see it from a different perspective. That you would see that that we can be with God because God is with us. That's what Christmas says. I want to tell you a little bit about the Christmas story from the Gospel of John. And he tells us the story of Jesus, the start of the story of Jesus, in a way that's a little bit different than the other people who wrote about Jesus' life on earth. And he starts this way in kind of creative, almost poetic language. And this is John chapter 1. You can find it online. It'll be on the screen above me. He says this, that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He's using this image of Word to talk about Jesus, and he'll identify this Word with Jesus, that he was with God in the beginning, and that through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that light was the light of all mankind. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So John starts his story of the telling of Christmas in this way. He says there's been something going on since in the beginning, that there's a creative force that created everything, and then not only that, but that being, that thing that was happening at the very beginning has been happening since in the beginning. Which is really interesting to think about. If you're like me, we often forget that. We think that something happened and we moved on. No. Something is continually happening. There's a story that's continually going on. It's so interesting when I get to talk to people who aren't necessarily church people, but they would consider themselves spiritual, and they tell me things like this. They'll say, you know what? I had this conversation the other night, and it was one of those conversations that I just didn't want to end. And they'll go on and tell about how there was something in that was significant for them. Or they'll talk about a vacation they took, or talk about an experience, or just time alone, that there was something beyond themselves that they experienced in that moment. That somehow this story, this in the beginning, this Word, this light has been working since in the beginning and continues to work and continues to tell a story. Something happened in the beginning and it continues to happen. Maybe you've experienced that. Maybe you've come to a place, maybe you've had experiences in your life where you know there's something more than what you just see right in front of you going on. So John starts the story of Christmas and he says this. He says it actually starts way back at in the beginning. In the beginning, a creative element happened. God created, and God creates, and he still creates, and he still recreates, and the story still goes on today, and the story is still going on in people just like you and me. And then he goes on a little bit later in verse 9, he says, this light, the word, the light that he associates with Jesus, he says, this light is the true light that gives light to everyone who is coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. John says this word, since that was at in the beginning, that has been work in and around and through history since in the beginning, is the true light. And this idea of true is not true in contrast to false. The idea here in the original language of true is that he means it's genuine. It's authentic. It's trustworthy. He says, this is the genuine light. We know what that's like. You know what that's like. You long for people to be authentic. You long for experiences that are authentic. You want to be around people and things that are real, that are true. And he says that, and this John says, that's what Jesus is. He is the true, genuine, authentic, trustworthy light. We long for that. Several years ago, I was interested in ancient Roman coins, and I had the opportunity to go to Rome. And I was in Rome, and I walked by this really kind of high-end antique coin shop. And I wasn't going to go buy, but I thought, you know what? I want to go ask them, since they're the experts, about ancient Roman coins. And so I go in and have this conversation. It was a fascinating conversation, but one of the things that the woman working there told me about still sticks with me today. We were talking about coins, and we were talking about how easily it is that coins can be counterfeited. And then she said this, she said, you know, it's hard even for us to know what's real. I think that speaks to our stories and our lives here today. It's hard for us to know what we can trust. And John says, you can trust Jesus. This is the genuine. This is the authentic. He is the one worth your trust. And he says that some have made the choice, and he's looking at his time in history, and we could extend that even to our day today. There are people still today making a choice to trust Jesus. And he says the people who do that, what they have is they have a new identity. They are children of God, which is a phrase that means that they finally get to experience their true selves, what they were created for and what they're destined for. That they are part of a new family, that they are associated with the God of the universe. He says the people who have linked with the Word, with the light, with Jesus, are people who have just come to discover and see, in contrast with that true light, who they truly are. That they begin to see their true self, their true identity as a child of God. I mean, think about the myriad of narratives that you and I listen to about truth. Think about the things you watch and read and what they tell you about you. Think about your friends. Think about the people who like you and what they tell you about you. Think about the people who don't like you and what they tell you about you. Think about your work environment. Think about your home life. Think of all the pieces that come together, all the voices trying to speak to who you are. And on top of all that, we have our self-talk, all of the messages we tell ourselves about who we are. And John says if we could get stuck in that loop if we miss the fact that we have a light, we have a way to see our true selves. And he says it's come in the person of Jesus at Christmas. You and I spend enormous amounts of energy and time and resources trying to matter to somebody, and we've missed the fact that we matter to God. You've spent countless hours, you've spent sleepless nights trying to get someone to notice, trying to get somebody's attention, and you don't realize Christmas has happened. that God has come to us. God has come to you. And that tells me that you and I matter to God. That there's a story that's been going on, has continued to go on. And hopefully, maybe you'll hear tonight that story from a new perspective. That's the wonder of Christmas. In fact, this wonder comes together in this almost summary statement that John says, and it's this profound statement that he says in verse 14, and many have talked about it, and it's one we're going to just read tonight as well. He says it this way. He says about Christmas, that Christmas is when the Word that was in the beginning, the Word that's been at work since the beginning, the light, Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory. John was there. John was with some people, and they're like, oh, no, that's where Jesus was. They could point to where he was. They could point to people who knew him. He says, we've seen him. He says, we've seen the glory of the one and only Son, and here's the Son of God, who has come from the Father, full of grace and truth. The creative work in the beginning, the Word in the beginning that created the world, that has been at work in the world, the light that shows you and I who our true selves are, who we are, our true identity in the midst of a cacophony of narratives, of voices around us that try to tell us who we are. Here is the true light dwelling among us. He says that Jesus was full of grace and truth. Those are huge words, and we could spend the rest of the night, but we won't, on those words. But here are just some thoughts to kind of hook to those words, that grace is this idea that things can be made new. Grace is the idea that things can be made new. Grace is the idea that you and I can be made new. And truth is connected to what Jesus has done, what John tells us, that Jesus is this light that shows us who we truly are. Something has happened at Christmas. God has done for you what no one else could do for you. And this story of Christmas goes on, and you can read, and I hope, even if you're not necessarily a church person, maybe someone again dragged you here, maybe you just saw something online and you came, I hope you would read. You can read the Bible for yourself. You can go online, read this Gospel of John, because as you read the story, Jesus's life culminates. It doesn't culminate here at Christmas, it culminates later. His life and ministry culminates on his death on the cross, that he died to restore people like you and me into relationship with God. That he showed in grace and truth that we matter to God. That doesn't mean we turn the whole thing. That doesn't mean that the whole universe is centered around us as we may often tend to live. But it just means that God's not this kind of out there, that God is here with us. That as John puts it, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That you can be with God because God has come to be with you. This is the wonder of Christmas. My hope for you that this Christmas season is that you would take that next step of faith. And by faith, I mean is that you would begin to see the story from a different perspective. That maybe you've heard this story a lot. Maybe people have tried to tell you this story. Maybe people have tried to bring you to church. And you said, you know, I'm just not really that interested. My hope for you is that maybe you would take a next step of faith this Christmas season. Or maybe you're here tonight and you're a follower of Jesus like me. And maybe you've heard this story. You've heard people tell this story a lot better even than I can tell the story. And you're saying, yes, I get it. Can we just move on? And maybe your next step of faith is not moving on. Maybe it's stepping back. Maybe it's beginning to see the story from a different perspective. That these words and these songs that you've sung, like I've sung 100 times, and we just glance right over the words, that maybe we need to stop and hear it again. Then in the beginning was the Word. He created the universe. He's been at work in you since then. And he shows you who your true self is, and it all culminates in the cross of Jesus dying for you and giving you an open invitation to relationship with your Heavenly Father. So I'm going to close this part, and I want to pray for us. I want to pray for you and wherever your Christmas story will lead, and then we've got another piece we're going to talk about in a moment. But I don't want us to rush past this. I don't want you to rush past this, because it's easy just to think, great, I know who needs to hear this. I know who needs to take their next step of faith. I know that the person next to me does, or I know the person who came with me does. But maybe in this next few moments of prayer, maybe that person just needs to be you. And so I want to pray for us, and then I'll kind of give us instruction of where we're going to go next. Can I pray for us, please? Would you pray with me? God, thank you for the great gift of Christmas, of a story that tells us of hope, that whatever story we brought in here, we can trade it in for this new story of Christmas. I pray, God, that we would be people who take a next step of faith, that even people who are followers of you would not put this aside, that I would not put this aside, but I would see again from a fresh perspective the Word in the beginning, at work since the beginning, showing us our true selves. In the person of Jesus. Thank you that we can be with you because you have come to be with us. In a world, God, where we constantly strive to try to get people's affection and attention, you've told us and showed us, you've proved on the cross your love for us. God, I pray for those in this room who are maybe at odds with you. Maybe they're stuck in questions with you. Maybe they're just not really sure what they think about you. I pray that this Christmas season that you would give them a new perspective. That together as a community, we would not only look to you for our personal change, but that we would begin to be agents of change in our world. God, I pray tonight for whatever burden has been brought in tonight. Whatever relationship broken in this room, that you would restore it. For whatever fear is coming up as we look towards the new year, that you would give peace. For whatever uncertainty, that you would remind us of your love for us, that what happened on Christmas sets the stage for the life-changing event of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. Would you set our hearts on attention with you, God? Would you be our delight? And would you remind us of what you've done for us? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.